Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Stand by. The vacuum tubes are warming up. This is a special live broadcast right here on Georgia Radio.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm excited today because... Well, he's a fellow Texan, you know, and when you're from Texas, you just got to tell everybody you're from there. Now, I live in Georgia. I'm glad to be in Georgia now. But Mo Bandy, country music legend. Do you like that term, legend? I mean, is that okay?
Sometimes that just means you're old, you know. That's okay.
It's okay with you, though, right? I
mean, sure, that's okay, and I appreciate it.
A rodeo guy through and through and... celebrating, I guess, the 45th anniversary of Just Good Old Boys that you recorded with Joe Stampley.
Yeah, it's 45 years since we've done that, and I don't know where the time went, but it went somewhere.
You spent a lot of time up in Branson, Missouri, and I gather you're back on the road now, but you still love that city. I was just up there, and that city has done so much for country music. Almost, I would venture to say, not as much as Nashville, but so many people go there, and they just enjoy that experience. And a lot of people saw you up there.
I was there for many years. I don't perform there anymore, Harley, but I still live in the area. I love those Ozark Mountains and the beautiful country around Branson, but I still live here, and I go back and forth to see my family in Texas and travel and do shows, so I stay pretty busy.
Yeah, you do stay busy. You're out there swinging for the fences, that's for sure. You're going to be playing Country with the Cause here coming up June the 5th.
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
That is a fun show, and it's for a very good cause. T.G. Shepherd and Kelly Lang, they have been doing this for, three or four years, I think. And they've raised a lot of money for the children and the hospital. And I just always enjoy doing it. And it gives a chance for a bunch of us entertainers to all be together back in the dressing room and telling stories and just having a good time.
I think that's great. I love, seeing you and Gene Watson together.
We just go at each other all the time. I love to pick on Gene. He loves to pick on me.
Well, he's been on the show, and I know that the two of you even had a show there for a while with Country Roads is where I saw that.
We did. We had a silly show that we did, and we had fun doing it. It was a good time.
Well, you've just done so much in country music, and you've seen so much. I wanted to ask you, the reason I brought up Branson is I was thinking back, and I thought, when you were playing there hot and heavy, there were so many other entertainers there. Did you guys, I don't think anybody's ever talked about this, would you guys just get together when you were there and hang out, or how did that work?
We had a Wednesday morning golf tournament for all the celebrities, and we played every Wednesday. And we had more fun just visiting and playing golf. Some of them didn't hardly play golf, but they just came out to visit with all the other entertainers. So that was a really fun time back then.
Oh, that's great. And let's talk about Just Good Old Boys. Share some insights with you and Joe Stampley when you went in to record that, if you can remember. Well, 45 years ago.
Yeah, 45 years ago. It was a Thursday, I think it was. No. We, Joe and I, did a Mervyn Kahn tour, they called it back then, and it'd be where about 30 or 40 entertainers went over to Europe. And we did the Mervyn Kahn Festival there in London, and then we'd split off and go around different places in Europe. And excuse me, Joe and I was having dinner one day. I never met him, and we decided just to go out to dinner with our wives, and we sitting there, and Joe said, "Mo and Joe," that sounded like Waylon and Willie. And we was in London, England, at the Hard Rock Cafe. And I said, yeah, maybe we do something sometime. Well, his piano player was with us, Ainsley Fleetwood. And he said, 2 days later, he said, "I wrote that song." I said, "What song?" He said, "For you two guys, I wrote a song called Good Old Boys." And we listened to the song. We loved it. I think it was I had a session coming up, and we brought Joe in on the session and cut it, and the record company just went nuts, and it took off. And we found out there was a lot of good old boys and good old girls out there.
Yeah, that love that song. It really is an icon back home in Texas. And I want to bring this up. The first ever Mo Bandy Icon Award was presented to you. Out there, Texas Country Music Awards, of course, at Billy Bob's in Texas. But long before there was Billy Bob's, and congratulations on that, there was a place called Gilly's that was not very far from where I had my first job. Did you ever play there at Mickey Gilly's place in Pasadena?
I played Gilly's a lot. I actually played Gilly's before I had a hit record. I just had a little local band there in San Antonio, and we went over and played Gilly's. And then, of course, after I had some records break, we played it quite a bit. And we had some wild times in that place. It was huge, and it was always packed.
The place that I used to work, the claim to fame was we had the Mechanical Bull from Gilly's.
Right. That's what made him famous, and the Urban Cowboy came along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It really took off.
I don't know how many Mechanical Bulls have been from Gilly's, but we had one of them allegedly. So good stuff. Yeah. Your new album, your current album that's out, Thank You Lord, 12 heartfelt tracks and a lot of special guests on there. The Isaacs, Oak Ridge Boys, you just got everybody on there.
Oh, we had so much fun with that. And I wanted to cut a gospel album. Jimmy Capps and I, he produced my records for last years, several years. And our goal was to eventually do a gospel album. And unfortunately, we lost Jimmy. He passed away. And so myself and Michelle, Jimmy's wife, we went in and did the gospel album and kind of dedicated it to Jimmy. And we had the Isaacs and the Oak Ridge Boys. And Bill Anderson wrote a song just for that album. It was just a thrill to do that, and I was honored to be able to sing with those people.
I can only imagine what that must have been like to hang out with Jimmy Capps. What an incredible musician. I mean, just through and through.
Yeah. He was one of my best friends. I mean, we were very close friends, and what a great musician, and he was a great producer, too. He produced records real good. But he produced my records, played on them, and did everything. So we had quite a few records and a lot of time hanging out. We were good buddies.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. My friend, Wade Peebles, he's a log truck driver down here in Georgia. His brother, Randall Peebles, in my opinion, could be a Jimmy Capps lookalike.
Really?
I'm not kidding you. The first time I saw Randall, I thought it was Jimmy Capps walking through the door.
Oh, I
no kidding. I really did. But I know everybody misses him, especially you and all the folks up there in Nashville. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you out on the road at some point. We got to get you down here in Georgia at some point.
I need to be in Georgia, so we're going to have to work on that and get me over there for sure.
Well, you'll have to come and talk to your chicken buddy that lives up here in North Georgia.
Gus Arendelle.
Yeah.
Gus Arendelle is my best friend. I'm telling you, we have more fun together. And, I'll have to come visit him for sure.
Yeah. Well, he does so much for country music, and we're small, we're growing, but it's our hope someday to have a classic country and bluegrass festival for Georgia radio and all of our fans. Because, you know, sadly, Mo, we're losing stations. We lost one here in our town not too long ago, and we've got a lot of folks that love this music and that love all of you guys and want to hear from you. So thanks for coming on today and what you're doing with Country with a Cause up there.
My pleasure, and really good talking with you. And we just keep plugging away. It's what we do.
If folks want to follow along, how's the best way to follow along with you and all you're doing?
Well, MoBandy.com. It's all on there. And also, I have a MoBandy app. It's a free app that you can get, and it tells a lot of what I'm doing, too.
That's fantastic. MoBandy, thanks for coming on Georgia Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Georgia Radio, on your phone, in your home, everywhere you go.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.